As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Friday, September the 11th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. I've got good news of sorts, hard facts for sure. Perhaps we'll even discuss workable solutions for you today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone. But you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular. What a philosophically radical thought that might be. And it remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free this morning at 866-841-1065, and your calls are very much welcomed today. It'll be an open lines type of a broadcast today. Got a lot of material on the plate. You can also send your ideas for guest show topics and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. For those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96 out of Exeter, Mo. The big Mo to me, 65647. Recognizing Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas, for their efforts putting up micro broadcasting systems in their area. Thank you, gentlemen. And thank you for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and certainly your calls are welcome today. Gold tops $1,000 again, silver heading for $17 an ounce. We'll talk about that in a moment. Today is the 8th anniversary of September the 11th. We'll have kind of an open lines day today. I've got a lot of material to share with you, quite a bit, actually. And so we'll just take it wherever it goes in this next 2 hours. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into those market reports for Friday, September the 11th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold is trading up $7 at $1,003.40 an ounce. Silver up 15 cents, trading at $16.82 for a 0.9995 troy ounce of silver. This is all in the spot bullion market. Platinum up $6, trading at $1,291 an ounce. Palladium flat on the morning trading so far at $290 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $996.30 for a low, $1,006.10 for a high. At $1,003.40, your gold is up $255.60 an ounce from where it was 1 year ago, 34.22%. Either an increase in the value of your gold, or you could look at it as a decrease in the value of the dollar. The London gold fix this morning, they set the gold price at $998.25 in the bullion market. $998.25, and we're $5 over that now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up yesterday 80 points at 96.28. We'll pick it all up on the other side and continue. Kind of a day in review, September the 11th. Stay with us.
millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can meet countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, September the 11th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back into the market reports for today. I've got so much on my mind that I'm having a hard time staying on track here. Well, let's do that. Again, in review, the gold was up $7 this morning, spot gold, trading at $1,003.40. Silver was up 15 cents, trading at $16.82. We can find that the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 80 points, or 80, whatever they are, I don't know what they are, 9,628. The NASDAQ was up 24 at 2,084. And the S&P closed up yesterday 11 at 1,044. The crude oil this morning, early trading, dropping 25 cents. Still very high, though. Still very high. It's still yet below what the prognosticators said that we would probably be facing at this time of this year. But losing 25 cents in trading at $71.69 for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index continues to decline, trading below the 77 mark. Pairs off 14 basis points, trades at 76.67. The Canadian dollar today, 93 cents U.S. The Mexican peso back up, bounced back up, but actually it's down 21 points from where it closed yesterday, but it's back up again, just barely, in the 8-cent territory. For Mexican pesos, the euro climbs another 4 basis points, trades at $1.46 U.S. Look at the relationship there. Double almost what the USDX is running right in there, very much. You take those two numbers and look at them, very curious. What a flip-flop, indeed, from the time that the euro came on the market. The British pound, if you're out there trading in currencies and you've got money in the British pound and the Swiss franc, you're still making money all the time here, but not much, I guess. British pound moves up again 33 basis points, now trading at $1.67 U.S. You see how the Brits and the European Union are just slaughtering the U.S. dollar. The Swiss franc, heard all kinds of nonsense about that going in the tank. Well, it continues to climb up another 6 basis points, now trading at 96 cents U.S. So it's very much very close to parity with the U.S. dollar at this time. Going on a little bit further here, looking at the bond market, even though I saw headlines today how the treasuries have been gaining and gaining, well, I see it going the other way. The two-year bond yielding 0.88%. If you remember, we reported when it hit under 1%, the flurry that came out of the Japanese and the Asian markets. Well, it's below that now, Dorothy, trading below 90 at 0.88%. That's the yield on those two-year bonds. The 10-year, 3.33%. Now we're running somewhere in the neighborhood of 16 to maybe higher percentage inflation, in my opinion. How could anyone afford to put any money into these bonds? It's no wonder they're not being sold on the open market. 30-year bonds, 4.18%. On the other side of the mix here, the matrix in the mortgages, on the one hand, it's investing in these bonds. On the other side, the mortgages continue to decline. The mortgage rate for this month, as of this day, for a 15-year mortgage, is 4.67%. A month ago, it was 4.82. The 30-year mortgage, 5.26, which is down from 5.49 a month ago. So we see all these numbers declining and declining. The target rate, the Fed target rate, still 0.25% or 0.25% interest. How anyone can do business in this marketplace, I don't know. Well, not many are. Anyway, let's go back a year. Let's go back 8 years. I want to share with you just a little bit. I went into my voluminous storage of books and things, and I wasn't able to put my hands on what I wanted. I was going for my radio logs. I wanted to give you the radio logs that I had for September the 11th of 2001, just briefly today, just to kind of go over what was coming on the shortwave all day that day. I wasn't able to put my hands on them for some reason or another. That's the way it goes. When you're looking for that specific pot or pan or knife or book or whatever, you can't seem to put your hands on it, and then you find it the very next day. But anyway, on October the 8th of 01, listen carefully, in my radio logs, gold was up a dollar, trading at $292.40 an ounce. Today, it's up $7, trading at $1,003.40. Silver was trading at $4.67 on October the 8th of 01. Today, $16.82. If you look at those numbers and think about the value or the purchasing power of your dollar, look at what has happened since September the 11th of 2001. The NASDAQ was trading at 1605 on that day, again, October the 8th. Today, the NASDAQ is trading 2084. The S&P was trading at 1062. Today, it's trading at 1044. The Dow Jones then, 5,128. Today, 9,628. I don't have a figure on that one. Yes, no, let's see if I do. Let's see if I can get one. I should have one close to this. Yes, here we go. This is a little bit... that one still didn't have it. I don't know why they didn't give me that. Let's see if I can find one more. and then I'll skip it. Why on earth? Well, I guess Jimmy just wasn't reporting it those days. Where did these financials come from back in 10-8-01? It came from a broadcast at that time. It was for Financial Survival. Financial 2000, I guess it was. It was a broadcast, one of the longest-running broadcasts on international shortwave, coming out over the airwaves on WBCQ out of Monticello, Maine, Jim Cedarstrom's broadcast. Now Jim and his former wife, Melody, broke up, and now Jim has another business out in Arizona, Discount Trading Group, and Melody Cedarstrom still runs her financial group, Discount Gold and Silver Trading. But just to put it in perspective, so that you might understand when people are talking about gold numbers, for those of us that have been awake, if you will, to use that kind of a crude terminology, and paying attention for any length of time, we've been rather impressed, if you will, at this just drastic change in the valuation, not only of the dollar and the euro against the euro and the British pound and the Swiss franc and all of that, but also in this incredible moving upwards of gold. Who would have thought? I certainly would have never thought, although some people were saying it at the time, back in October of 01, that gold would actually ever get to 1,000, much less higher than that. In those days, it was $292.40, and you could fill up your pockets with gold for less than $300 an ounce. Things have changed, and they're going to continue to change. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
And we have returned once again right here on our September the 11th, 2009 broadcast of Become Vocal Local. I don't want to dwell too much on the September 11th incident here today. As I said, I wasn't able to put my hands on the radio logs for that specific day and that time period, the 2 or 3 days right around there. For some reason or another, I've taken them out of the series where they should be. And I've misplaced them. I'll find them again. And then, of course, it'll probably be October the 15th or something. But anyway, back again. Looking at this radio logs, these things are very interesting to me to go back and look at them because they tell us what exactly was happening at that time. It's kind of like having your own newspaper. And for me, this was pretty much my way of tracking just what was happening at the time. They're very interesting to look back at. Again, here, this was a radio broadcast that Jim Cederstrom was making. Jim Cederstrom, he's now got a company, you might Google it up, Discount Trading Group. They're out of Arizona. But we see on this, he says, he used to start his broadcast off with a song. It was Are the Good Times Really Over for Good by Merle Haggard, which was so timely. You can imagine, you know, shortly after September the 11th, for those of us who were paying attention and listening at that time, it was quite a profound song. You know, are the good times really over for good? When a buck was still silver and so on and so forth. And continues, drops down here, what was happening on the news? These are just highlights, all right? Things that you would write down on your notepad. I surely hope you have and keep a notepad as well. But dropping down into this thing, 63-year-old dies of anthrax in Florida, the dark winter, biological warfare exercise, June the 22nd through the 23rd, John Hopkins Biodefense Center, focus, smallpox, Andrews Air Force Base, 13 days after the release, social panic, testified before U.S. Congress in regards to vaccine shortages, close down airports to keep the population from leaving. The feds will only be able to inoculate police and military. It is terrorism behind the anthrax, according to Attorney General John Ashcroft. The FBI is sealing off the Sun tabloid. Anthrax on the keyboard, 300 employees being medically screened. Center for Disease Control and the FBI fighting for lead agency. The U.S. and the United Kingdom run the second wave of airstrikes. Only, that would be Iraq. Only 18 cases of pulmonary anthrax reported in the last 200 years. 68 of the 79 cases of anthrax in Russia died of that infection. The incubation time is 7 to 60 days. Panics in population. Operation Top Off. Denver, Washington, New Hampshire. Justice Department, FEMA, Dark Winter, Andrews Air Force Base, 7 to 14 days, smallpox, House Subcommittee on National Security. Contagion will spread in 14 days to 25 states at least. Vaccine shortages, no surge capacity, 42% susceptible, 30% fatality likely. City of 500,000, Washington, D.C. only has 3,000 beds in the... You get an idea? For the kind of stuff that was coming out on the radio at that time. You all remember that anthrax attack, perhaps? There's so much involved in all of this, but it gives you a refresher. It certainly refreshes my memory to that day as well. On June the 5th of 2001, gold was trading at $265.70, and you could buy gold eagles for $285. That's a 1 ounce bullion gold eagle coin. $9.8 billion in illegal alien U.S. earnings have been wired home to Mexico so far in 2001. That's up 40% over the year 2000. $9.8 billion. They call that remittances. At the time, I didn't know the correct terminology. I do now. Fed was increasing money supply 3 times the gross domestic product. There was a 6-day war and the Temple Mount reunited, blah, blah, blah. More of that. Here's an interesting one. A little note. Just a little note written in a notepad. The new euro currency will be issued in a couple of months, perhaps within 3 months. And today, the euro's trading at $1.46 US. Hadn't even been released at that, issued at that time. So many things change as time goes on. For those of you who have heard other hosts and myself speak about William Cooper, I was going to play some of his material today. Thought against that, though. It is copyrighted. It says so right on the front of it. So I'm not going to violate Bill Cooper's copyright. I respect him deeply. Did have a caller that was concerned about the credibility of Bill Cooper and to call into question Bill Cooper's credibility, especially in regards to UFOs, only speaks to how much more the young person needs to study the life and the times of William Cooper toward the end of his life, ended as it was in an ambush, crossfire, by the police right outside of his door after they'd staged a disturbance near his property. He had repeatedly talked about ufology, ufology. Yes, he was taken in the beginning, but as he continued to do his research, he changed his mind. His research started to point him in a completely different direction. And so perhaps everyone needs to take a little bit of time before you go in and challenge some of these people that gave everything and some did give all to bring this information to light. But on September the 11th of 2001, I have from the Hour of the Time, HOTT, H-O-T-T, out of Post Office Box 940, Eager, Arizona, 85925. The Hour of the Time presents William Cooper Classics live on September the 11th of 2001. This is a 10-disc series. If you've ever listened to William Cooper's 10-disc series on September the 11th, you'll find that there was basically very little added in all of these years past to his analysis of what was going down on that day, parts of which I heard live on WBCQ out of Monticello, Maine, shortwave. Time has changed. The times have changed. The hour of the time, the time has changed. We allowed ourselves, let's say, and I'll include me, we in that. We allowed ourselves to be swept away in this idea of 9/11 truth and all of that. And stick with it very long, I assure you that. But we were sidetracked. We were derailed. You know, the real argument there, in my opinion, was a technical issue. I've never heard at any time, and I've worked around architecture, engineering, urban planning, land surveying, construction, big construction, a lot in my life. I've never heard any time in my life where I ever heard of a building that fell in sympathy because another building had fallen. Buildings don't work that way. They never fall down in sympathy. There's no real other excuse for how Building 7 was able to collapse that day on cue, on time. Except that it was demolished. And so the question that needs to be asked in all of that then, if the building was demolished, was there a demolition permit issued for the building? If there was no demolition permit issued for the building, then we have a real problem, Dorothy. We need to discuss the problem with the City of New York's building department. And as you could show and prove there, that there was no safety plan, there was no demolition plan, there was no approved plans for the demolition of that building, then we had a crime. A crime that could have been handled in New York City and prosecuted that way. But instead we went off on this other tangent where everybody in America was trying to figure out the whodunits and how it was done. That's not our business. All we need to be aware of is that there was a crime committed. It's up to the courts to decide how and who and what was complicit. in all of that, and perhaps had gone that direction instead of trying to second-guess everything else, we might have gotten somewhere faster. We'll pick it all up on the other side. Stay with me.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pint of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Duke John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, so we've returned once again, and there's certainly you can call in throughout the broadcast today at 866-841-1065. I have an open lines thing. Got a lot on my mind, certainly that, and a whole bunch of news in front of me I want to cover as well. But just kind of closing out on the September the 11th thing, you know, it is important, and we should never, ever, ever, ever forget it. It just goes in the long list of tyranny. And you can start just about any place and bring it forward from there. So we should not forget it. But we do need to realize that we need to shake the dust off our sandals and move on down the road. There's things we need to do. This morning, Barry the usurper and his wife, about 200 of their staffers there, the White House aides, they all got out for a moment of silence. I could hear about 4 years of silence from that clown. But why is he still silent when he ran on the anti-war program, you know? Where's an investigation? Not going to come. None of it's going to come. If we're going to change the system, it's going to be up to you and it's going to be up to me. And we need to understand how this system functions and dysfunctions. and realize that almost all of the woes that have been visited upon us ever since the founding of this country have come out of Congress and Senate in the District of Criminals, and or have been visited on us by our own state houses and or our own county houses or our local town councils or cities of council. The Federal Reserve banking system is as corrupt as it could possibly be, and there's no doubt about it, but who created it? Congress. Who can get rid of it? Congress. But it's going to take a little bit of testicular fortitude for that to happen, and unfortunately most of these sold-out prostitutes, congressmen, Congress one with another, look in your older dictionaries, you'll see it's intercourse. So we can call them prostitutes, Congress whores. Most of them are so bought out, paid off, and sold out that we can't expect anything from them. So we need to replace this system. And if you've been listening to these broadcasts for any length of time at all, you know that I'm a strong advocate for the abolition of the established two-party political system. It divides us needlessly. It creates a whole army of middlemen standing between where we are today and where we need to go in a New York minute. We're out of time. There is no more time. We've been using up all of the time that we had chasing moonbeams and listening to some bullhorn boy standing on a corner. It's time to get real and get real busy quickly. The 2010 election cycle is upon us. Declarations of candidacy have been filed. If you do nothing, we'll have exactly the same kind of government, or perhaps worse, after the 2010 election tally has been completed, and we'll have to deal with two more years. And by 2012, we'll be in no better position to move then than we are today. So if we have absolutely nothing to lose by trying and everything to gain, by all means, let us try. Let's go back into a little bit of the news for today. Here's a piece of news I got from Campaign for Liberty. Many of you know how I feel about that and that group. But nevertheless, it says September the 9th, 2009, dear friend of Liberty, your hard work in this historic movement to audit the Fed continues to pay off thanks to the thousands of Campaign for Liberty members who have tirelessly dedicated themselves to spreading the word, gathering petitions, and putting continuous pressure on Congress by calling, writing, and faxing. Congressman Ron Paul informed Campaign for Liberty today that the House Financial Services Committee Chairman Barney Frank has officially agreed to hold hearings on H.R. 1207, the Audit the Fed bill. The hearings are tentatively scheduled for Friday, September the 25th at 9 o'clock a.m. He says it's imperative that Audit the Fed receive a standalone or up or down vote on its own measures or own merits. And full transparency in our nation's monetary system is too important to be a minor footnote in yet another massive Washington bill. Campaign for Liberty therefore vigorously opposes any attempt to include H.R. 1207 in a regulatory reform package that increases the Fed's power over our economy and lives. And he finishes it out. He says, now is the time to turn the heat up even more, written by John Tate. People are working. Some people are more effective at what they're doing than others, but there are things that we can do individually, in groups, etc., however you style it, however you want to proceed on it. There are things that we can do, but doing nothing now is a very, very poor choice. Going back and looking at the financial news, you know, I've been covering this ETF thing like a glove, the exchange-traded funds. Keep my eyes peeled on that all the time. Maybe for those of you that are out there in the listening audience, again, I encourage you to find something that's of interest to you and then make it a special interest and keep an eye on it and report back to us. Take advantage of these call-in radio broadcasts that we have on the Internet and on shortwave And if you've got a piece of news to share, bring it on the air. If you've got a victory in your area, bring it on your air. I want to hear the good news. I don't see the good news on the internet when I click it on in the morning. Not much good news. Lots of news, no doubt about it. It's like a regurgitorium. I've said that before. But not much good news. I need to hear your news. I need to hear your good news, your victories. We also need to hear about your needs, if you will. When you're making progress on something, but there's a challenge, there's a roadblock or an obstacle between where you are today and where you need to be tomorrow, count on it. Put it out there. Maybe somebody else has a solution that will help you get over that hurdle. Maybe somebody else has gone down that road before. But these ETFs are important, if we understand them correctly, I think. Anyway, right now, this SPDR Gold Shares, right off their website, State Street Global Advisors, is holding 1,077 ton of gold. At least that's what they claim. That's 34,646,882 ounces of gold, with a value in U.S. dollars at $34,669,162,305. Very similar amount of gold reported is held by the Chinese. Very similar, too similar, oh too similar, within just a few tons. What's up with that? Who's holding gold for whom? But if you want to find out more about it, you can go to www.spdrgoldshares.com. Keep your eyes peeled on these exchange-traded funds, electronic funds. Here's a rather interesting news article. Heard a little bit about this on another broadcast. An invisible secondary market in the ETFs, written by Dave Nadig. The big headline in the last few weeks for gold bugs was that David Einhorn's Green Light hedge funds had moved out of their enormous $390 million position in the SPDR gold shares, exchange-traded funds, in favor of gold bars sitting in a dusty vault. This is one of the things that I've been saying about this SPDR from day one. They've encouraged a lot of people to get into the gold market and the silver market with electronic exchange trading. You know, we've heard about that high-frequency trading. But where's the possession? Always the gold market has been physical possession gold. That's your only real insurance policy. As another host says, you eliminate the third-party risk. What, are you going to let some bag man hold your bag? Or are you going to take possession? Well, this is a big player, David Einhorn. It's spelled E-I-N-H-O-R-N. You can Google him. He'll come right up. Just Google, Dogpile, WebFerret, however you browse. But he's moved $390 billion out of these SPDR gold shares. The one thing that they didn't give us in this article is the day that he did it, so I could go back and look at my charts and see whether that was one of those days when it was a waterfall, as another analyst had called it, waterfalls on the charts, where they're just a straight line drop. Somebody comes in and makes a huge sell or a huge buy. Dropping down a little bit further here, every 45 days after the end of the quarter, investment managers are required to disclose some of their holdings in certain securities through 13F filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission. This is an article off www.indexuniverse.com. But it gives us some places where we can keep the track and follow and check on it. But big moves in the gold market. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trying Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
And returning once again here in the last segment of the first hour of today's broadcast, of course, your calls are always welcome, 866-841-1065, or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call in toll-free at 512-904-8014. I'm watching the board. See if you got a call, that'd be great. Back to this article again. Again, this is off of indexuniverse.com, www.indexuniverse.com. They mention here that the big holder, again, we're talking about these ETFs, the big holder was Paulson & Company, the fund run by billionaire John Paulson. We found out that he had more than 8% of GLD's shares outstanding, or nearly $3 billion worth. Of course, I reported on that a couple of months ago, in regards to his huge holdings. He's the guy that really had a lot to do with the collapse of the economy, in my opinion, in the mortgages market. He's the guy that makes profits on the miseries of other people, curiously enough, seems to be his standard forte. But so many of these subhumans are like that. This pathos, pathological folk. Lots of news in the news today. I was really pleased when I was digging through the boxes of the radio logs to have come across, and I can hardly wait to sit down later on this afternoon and go back through and review. But I have my own notes, copious, several legal pads full of Bill Cooper's Mystery Babylon series as it was being given out on the air. Really interesting. It's all on CDs. You can get it from the Hour of the Times if you're interested. You can imagine sitting in a little log cabin out in the woods, listening on a shortwave receiver to some guy from Eager, Arizona, talking about Mystery Babylon. Opening up things that I'd really never heard before. You have a lot of things to be thankful for with Bill Cooper's research. Certainly wouldn't hold UFOs against him. Here's another bit of news off of Bloomberg. Yesterday, foreclosure filings in the U.S. again, exceeded 300,000 for the sixth straight month, as job losses that boosted the unemployment rate to a 26-year high left many homeowners unable to keep up with their mortgage payments. A total of 358,471 properties received a default or auction notice or were seized last month. Jobless rate moved up to 9.7. We know that's twice that at least, probably much higher. But this Morris A. Davis in the article, an assistant real estate professor at the Wisconsin School of Business, said this. He says the foreclosure numbers are largely unemployment related. You got to go to school to learn that, I suppose, School of Business. Davis, a former Federal Reserve Board economist, said in an interview, quote, as long as 15 million Americans are unemployed, record foreclosures will continue. Was that just a misspeak? He seems to be just about double the number that's bantied around in the ordinary fare and the Bloomberg News, 15 million Americans. I would say it's probably closer to 26 million, at least, unemployed. But he says record foreclosures will continue. It's a lengthy article, not going to go into the rest of it. But just to give you an idea that the bottom isn't here yet in the housing market. It's going to continue to decline. We're not producing anything in this country. Well, we are. There's a lazy boy plant around here. Arning canopies, other people. Some fan makers, makers of air circulating devices and other things around here. Welding shops, trailer manufacturers. Southwest Missouri is not broken yet. There's lots of dairies and fields full of crops and corn and watermelons and beans and other things like that, and lots of beef being produced and sold. We're not broken yet. As long as we believe we can, we will. And as soon as we believe we can't, we're doomed. So let's just continue to believe that we can and that we're still free and move forward in that hope. But remember that hope, although it makes a very dandy breakfast, makes a lousy supper. Knowledge is power, but it's only powerful when we combine it with action. To know a thing is not sufficient. We must do something with that knowledge. Here's another one off Bloomberg. Mexico's peso advances as government seeks to cut spending. Listen to this article. I report the Mexican peso every day. September the 9th, Bloomberg, Jens Erik Gould and Andreo Jaramillo. Mexico's peso rose after President Felipe Calderón yesterday proposed spending cuts and increase in income, corporate and sales tax in a bid to rein in swelling budget deficit. The peso strengthened 0.3% to 13.3235 per U.S. dollar at 8:24 a.m. New York time from 13.3579 yesterday. Sounds great, doesn't it? Big news, right? Headline news. Mexico's peso advances as government seeks to cut spending. Every day we report the peso, just so that you understand this trading partner in the building the North American community, the security and prosperity partnership agreement, Pastor's creation. Of course, he's only one of the authors. Yeah, this big move in the peso still runs 8 cents U.S. It's been right between 7 and 8 cents ever since Christmas. And yes, it warrants front page headline news. I don't think so. Kept in the dark, as we are, treated like mushrooms, as they say. This off of Bloomberg, Nicholas Larkin. He says this was back on September the 7th. Gold may advance toward $1,000 as the weakening dollar spurs demand. Gold, little change near a six-month high in London, may rise toward $1,000 an ounce as a weakening dollar increases the metal's appeal as an alternative investment. Silver climbed to a 13-month high. He says down a little lower in the article here, bullion, gold, surpassed $1,000 on February 20th of this year. Here's a comment by Dan Smith, quote, the underlying factor is still the dollar, close quote. Dan Smith, a Standard Chartered PLC analyst in London, said by phone today. Bloomberg, you don't have to make the long-distance phone call to London. Just give me a call. I'll be happy to tell you about it. You got to go to a specialist to understand that the underlying factor is still the dollar. You need to go and visit with an expert, say. Ridiculous. Here's a little bit more from Dan Smith. Quote, if we do see a break in the dollar, it could be one of the triggers to take gold higher. You betcha, Dan. Glad to have you on board, Dan. I hope you didn't have to spend too much for your education. Immediate delivery bullion added 79 cents or 0.1% to the $9.95.19 an ounce by 4:52 p.m. in London. Let me tell you, it's over that today. Trading at $1,003.40 as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Absolutely nothing but up to go. But, of course, remember that we hear this every year. We see this every year, September and October. Gold goes higher and higher all of a sudden quickly, and people rush in. And then it drops again after October, November, December. We go through these wedding months and the auspicious seasons in India. So there's always fluctuations and rapid fluctuations at this time of the year. But as we can see, even with that, the lows keep getting higher, the highs keep getting higher, and the U.S. dollar continues to weaken globally. Nothing to rejoice about in that. Financially, we are in a shambles. But nonetheless, true. How high can gold go? I don't know, but if you had gotten into the marketplace, let's say, just a year ago, today, you'd be up $255.66 or 60 cents an ounce. But if you recall, that gain that was made just in the last 12 months, that move upward, $255.60 would have bought you an ounce of gold just 8 years ago. So that's a little bit of that kind of news. There were eight lies that Bill Cooper, on August the 13th of 2001, put out over the airways for his audience. I'll share them with you. Here's the number one, the big campaign lies. Affirmative action campaign. Quote, Bush said he opposed racial preferences. Quote, I oppose affirmative action and will not allow it during my administration. Close quote. You know that affirmative action is the Democrats' way of saying voluntary compliance, which is the word group that was established by the Republicans. It means the same thing, folks. It's a left-right paradigm. We'll be back on the other side of this break with your calls and hour number two. Stay with us.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, September the 11th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, my name is William Roberts, and it'll be William Roberts on Monday as well. Back into this list of eight big campaign lies that Bill Cooper put out on August the 13th of 2001. We talked about affirmative action, number one. But, of course, we have to understand that affirmative action and voluntary compliance are but the obverse and reverse of the same tactical move. Affirmative action was terminology that was coined by the Democratic Party. Their corollary is voluntary compliance, coined by the Republican Party. And, of course, we could expect then that Bush said, according to Bill Cooper, that he opposed racial preferences and, quote, I oppose affirmative action and will not allow it during my administration. Well, that's an honest and open and fair statement of the way that they style the same argument. Here's the second big lie. Troops out of Bosnia. He was going to get the troops out of Bosnia. Some of you may not even realize that we had a confrontation in Bosnia. My nephew was there. And then it wasn't long after that that he decided he was going to review our commitment into Bosnia and that little conflict over there that was started up by Clinton, of course. And then, at the time, on August the 13th, he was asking Congress to send more troops to Bosnia. Sound a little familiar? Barry the usurper runs as an anti-war president, and why? We're still there, and we just ramped up the action in Afghanistan. We'll talk about that in a moment. Here's the third one. He talked about no stem cell research. Not going to have that. No, not going to have that. Not going to do it, as his father would say. But then, by August, he was backing stem cell research. He said that he was going to rescind the marriage tax penalty, but he's did nothing at that time to do anything away with that. Here's number five. Bush told the military that help was on the way. The Bush administration is still downsizing the military via the Joint Chiefs of Staff by a reduction of two divisions. Of course, they've pumped that back up again in his second term. Six, he promised to repeal the death tax. Did that happen? It hadn't by August. Seven, to deliver orderly immigration process, implying that he was going to enforce existing immigration laws. That never happened. Not going to do it. Eight, Taiwan, Cooper said, our staunch Asian ally, and we promised to support them in their fight against communist takeover. Well, you know how that goes. Let's see if I've got something else here quickly on that. So much happens in that time period. Jump over here, back to another piece of the radio news. This was off the Jim Cederstrom's broadcast, Financial 2000. And here, he's going along talking about, once again, the biologicals. Bin Laden wants biologicals due to the anonymity of release. national stockpiles of the vaccine are totally inadequate. Vaccine will not get to the civilians, just leaders, military, police, martial law breakdown in all service activities. And then Jim says this, Iran is key. Mark my words, and I have an exclamation point after that. Late last week, a plane exploded over Ukraine. Bullet holes and rockets are suspected. So much about all of this. The leaves of the calendar change, but the dialectic stays the same. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetables tea could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again right here on our Friday, September the 11th, 2009, rather a reflective two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. This is back to this October radio log of mine, October the 9th, 2001, listening to Bill Cooper at the time. And here's some notes that I'd taken down during that broadcast. Homeland defense or homeland security, question mark. Responsible for the control of quote-unquote domestic terrorism. Domestic terrorism. See, I'm still putting it in quotes at this time. It's still new terminology. Just coming on us and at us. Cooper said, quote, the lie is the ruler of the universe. The lie is the ruler of the universe. Then he asked the listeners to ask themselves these questions? What ideas? What ideals? What principles? What do I believe in that I would be willing to give up all, including my life, which he did, to die for rather than see that belief be destroyed? You might ask yourself that question. What ideas? What ideals? What principles? What do you believe in that you would be willing to give up all, including your life, to die for, rather than to see those beliefs destroyed? He continues, the history of the discovery of oil and the exploitation of the people of the Middle East is essential to understanding. Afghanistan is to the Middle East as the Balkans are to Europe. Mujahideen, why has the U.S. spent billions of dollars backing the Afghanistan people? Whoever installs the puppet government in Afghanistan, the keystone of the Middle East oil industry, why did just 4 months ago did the U.S. give the Taliban $40 billion? The CIA, Koop said, is Osama bin Laden's godfather. The U.S. knows all of this. The FBI, the CIA, etc., they know this. The media knows this. Can't you see their noses growing? I wonder where the truth is going. I've tried for years to give you the fire, and you wouldn't take it. Now it's too late. It's all over for you, sheeple. Kind of one of the reasons why I like to listen to his broadcast, and I took copious notes. I hope you take notes of this broadcast. Not everybody that comes on the air survives the ordeal. There are things that we need to know, things that we need to do, things that we can know, and things that we can do. But I started in on a little bit of a reread project last week. This is John Stuart Mill, Utilitarianism on Liberty and the Considerations on Representative Governments, edited by H.B. Acton. I don't know if that's the Lord Acton or not. But this was first published in Everyman's Library back in 1910. I have a 1988 copy. I also have an older copy, but I don't mess with it because it's just a little bit too old and too fragile. But it's very interesting in the section on liberty. On liberty, we think of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But how many people could really discuss what is liberty and what is the difference between liberty and freedom? Well, certainly, John Stuart Mill could. And in his treatise on liberty, it's considered by many people as being the seminal work on the issue. Very interesting. You'd have to understand that this fellow is a brilliant man, and his writing is extensive. I'll just give you a little teeny snippet here. Just a snippet. He's talking about people who are a little different, if you will. A little different, just a little bit. It is necessary further to show that these developed human beings are some use to the undeveloped. We're looking at the difference between developed minds and undeveloped minds. Thinkers and creative people as opposed to the sheeple. But these developed human beings are of some use to the undeveloped to point out to those who do not desire liberty and would not avail themselves of it that they may be in some intelligible manner rewarded for allowing other people to make use of it without their hindrance, if for no other reason. John Stuart Mill is intimating here that if for no other reason, more informed people are important, just to point out to the uninformed how handy it would be if they would stay out of the way and don't try and block me, because what I'm trying to do may help you. He's going to give a few arguments for it. He's quite the logician. In the first place, then, I would suggest that they might possibly learn something from them. This is written a long time ago. These could be banners for this broadcast, it will not be denied by anybody that originality is a valuable element in human affairs. Now, last week we talked about, maybe it was on Monday, where you look inside yourself and you find something that you're good at, something you know and understand, and then go in and research around that and build upon your strengths and share the product of your learning with others, as opposed to trying to learn everything that there is about everything and know everything that there is about knowing, and in the process develop the paralysis of analysis, like the little muffins put into a too hot oven. They squat to rise, but they get baked in the squat. All of the bullhorning and all of the stomping about. It's time for action. Do something with what you know. Do something. There's always need of persons, back to his writing here on individuality in his treatise on liberty. There is always need of persons not only to discover new truths and point out when what were once truths are no longer true, but also to commence new practices and set the examples of more enlightened conduct and better taste and better sense in human life. We need people to discover new truths. No matter how much I continue to study and read and come and talk and share this stuff every single day with you, I'm still burdened down with everything that I've known in the past. I'm still the product of my upbringing. Some of you are younger than that. You still have sharp, fresh, clear minds. Look for new truths. Discover new truths. Point out when what were once truths are true no longer. You know, they used to, for a while, consider the earth to be flat when it was convenient for the high priest to propagate that lie among their people, even though the priest knew since antiquity that this was a globe and that the earth was not sitting on a turtle's back, and that if you went too far in any one direction, you wouldn't fall over the edge. But of course, you can't tell the serfs that. You need to keep them on the plantation. Pick it up there on the other side of this break with John Stuart Mill, your calls, and much more.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we're back, returning once again and going deep into this little bit here on liberty. John Stuart Mill, Utilitarianism on Liberty and Considerations of Representative Government, an excellent book if you consider yourself to be a libertarian. If you haven't got a copy of this book in your library, you need it in the worst of ways. And it's good for everyone and anyone else, too. You know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Do you actually understand what is meant by liberty? What was in the mind of the founders when they penned that word, Thomas Jefferson and the crew? What was meant by the pursuit of happiness? Go back and study Francis Hutcheson and John Locke and the others, especially Francis Hutcheson and Shaftesbury and some of those original thinkers. But again, he says, he points out that there's always need of persons not only to discover new truths and to point out when what were once truths aren't true no longer, but also to commence new practices and set the example of more enlightened conduct and better taste and sense in human life. This cannot well be gainsaid by anybody who does not believe that the world has already attained perfection in all of its ways and practices. It is true that this benefit is not capable of being rendered by everybody alike, but there are few persons, in comparison with the whole of mankind, whose experiments, if adopted by others, would be likely to be any improvement on established practice. But these few are the salt of the earth. Without them, human life would become a stagnant pool. Not only is it they who introduced good things which did not exist before, it is they who keep the life in those which already exist. If there were nothing new to be done, would human intellect cease to be necessary? Let me say it this way. If everyone agrees upon everything, is there any reason for us to continue thinking and speaking? Why don't we just appoint someone to think and speak for us? Then we can all agree. But that's just not the way we were created. Not that way at all. Would it be a reason why those who do the old things should forget why they're done? And do them like cattle? Not like human beings? There is only too great a tendency in the best beliefs and practices. There's your best practices. But there's only too great a tendency in the best beliefs and practices to degenerate into the mechanical. Oh, yeah. You can talk about following best practices and best beliefs like a dogma or a doctrine. But when you lock in on one thing, inevitably, you lock out something else. Choices do have consequences. Be careful when you choose. And unless, continuing, there were a succession of persons whose ever-recurring originality prevents the grounds of those, again, beliefs and practices, from becoming merely traditional, such dead matter would not resist the smallest shock from anything really alive. And there would be no reason why civilization should not die out as in the Byzantine Empire. Persons of genius, it is true, are and are always likely to be a small minority. But in order to have them, it is necessary to preserve the soil in which they grow. Genius can only breathe freely in an atmosphere of freedom. Persons of genius are more individual than any other people, less capable, consequently, of fitting themselves without hurtful compression into any of the small number of molds or boxes, I could add, which society provides in order to save its members the trouble of forming their own character. We can allow things like the hate speech laws, hate crimes, hate bills, anything that abrogates your freedom of speech. Oh, you can have freedom of speech, but you must stand inside of this gated pen or enclosure. That's not free speech. It's tyranny, and it should be resisted with all fervor. Go back a little further here. He talks about absolute princes or others who are accustomed to unlimited deference, usually feel this complete confidence in their own opinion on nearly all subjects. As I like to say, and have so often repeated, it's kind of a revelation that came to my mind. There's an all-out war raging. All out. It's going to be a victor and there's going to be a vanquished. It's a war. There is an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law. That in the rise of statism, the state, the prince, has arrogated unto himself all of the natural law and has returned it codified, statutory, regulated privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. Back in review, Colonel Edward Mandel House and some of his ideas, get a better understanding of just what is legal positivism. One of the best and briefest ways of stating it in my research is simply this, that whatever the prince says has the force and effect of law. It's whatever he says. And again, John Stuart Mill says, absolute princes or others who are accustomed to unlimited deference, you know, we talked about the divine right of kings. They usually feel this complete confidence in their own opinions on nearly all subjects. Yesterday we talked about Philip Zelikowitz or Zelikow, depending on whether or not he is an Austrian Jew or a Polish Jew of the same name. Dropping down a little further here. And the world to each individual means the part of it with which he comes in contact. His party, his sect, his church, his class of society. That's our world. That's why I encourage you to become vocal local and to look first at your immediate vicinity. And to begin awakening the people around you within the same established political party voting precinct. It's a precinct. There's bounds. It's meets and bounds. Your world to each individual means the part of it with which he comes in contact. Your party, your sect, your church, your class in society. Begin there. Do what you know, as Jimi Hendrix said, and don't be slow. Work with the people around you. Share this information with others rather than just being an info sponge, a lumberhead, all these books becoming bookful, stacked on your head. Translate your knowledge into powerful actions. Continuing, the man may be called by comparison almost liberal and large-minded to whom it means anything so comprehensive as his own country or his own age. You see, some of you listening this morning are almost liberal and large-minded because you're able to think on terms of country. You can actually think beyond your own narrow, limited self-interest right in around you. You're becoming more and more aware of the planet. We've talked about man's role in changing the face of the earth, this idea of flying roundabout. using aerial photography to get a better understanding of all of the various human settlement developments on the planet. The idea of the GIS, GPS, global governance system. This is the way the master blasters, the rulers of the universe, the lie is the king of the universe, but the way they look down upon you from above. But you would almost be liberal and large-minded to think that way. Pick it up on the other side and continue our study of John Stuart Mill right after this break.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents, $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Duke John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again, you know, continuing again from John Stuart Mill. He says, if we were never to act on our opinions because those opinions may be wrong, we should leave all of our interests uncared for and all of our duties unperformed. In the Bible, it says, you know, paraphrasing, you with no sin cast the first stone. You that have never erred, cast the first stone. You've never made a mistake in your life. Why then, you must be the Messiah, Mashiach. We all make mistakes. Sometimes we start someplace and we continue along in our research and we act upon certain things, and later we discover that perhaps we've made a mistake. Continuing from John Stuart Mill here, he says, there is no such thing as absolute certainty, but there is assurance sufficient for the purposes of human life. We may and must assume our opinion to be true for the guidance of our own conduct. And it is assuming no more when we forbid a bad man to pervert society by the propagation of opinions which we regard as false and pernicious. This is where we start to come into some understanding of law. Law that becomes liberty, not freedom. But we live in proximity to others, and we need to have some kind of an agreement so that we needn't run around with our Mossberg slung over our shoulders in a bandolier of double-aught buck every time we go venturing out of our abode. Continuing, he says, I answer that is assuming very much more. There is the greatest difference between presuming an opinion to be true, because with every opportunity for contesting it, it has not been refuted, and assuming its truth for the purpose of not permitting its refutation. So you can talk about 6 million Jews, but if you're going to use 6 million Jews, then you must allow the other people to refute it. There must be discussion, a free and open debate. That's the kind of stuff this country was founded upon. Complete liberty of contradicting and disproving our opinions is the very condition which justifies us in assuming its truth for purposes of action. And on no other terms can a being with human faculties have any rational assurance of being right. He continues and drops down. A man is capable of rectifying his mistakes by discussion and experience, not by experience alone. There must be discussion to show how experience is to be interpreted. The whole strength and value then of human judgment, depending on the one property, that it can be set right when it is wrong. Reliance can be placed on it only when the means of setting it right are constantly at hand. In the case of any person whose judgment is really deserving of confidence, how has it become so? Because he has kept his mind open to criticism of his opinions and conduct. You know, live talk radio. Whether you agree or disagree, you're welcome to call in. 866-841-1065. That's what it's all about. He's kept his mind open to criticism of his opinions and conduct because it has been his practice to listen to all that could be said against him, to profit by it, as much of it as was just, and to expound to himself and upon occasion to others the fallacy of what was fallacious. Because he has felt that the only way in which a human being can make some approach to knowing the whole of a subject is by hearing what can be said about it by persons of every variety of opinion, and studying all modes in which it can be looked at by every character of mind. No wise man ever acquired his wisdom in any mode but this, nor is it in the nature of human intellect to become wise in any other manner. And he continues, lots of very interesting things to learn from John Stuart Mill, and if you have a copy of this book in your library, as I have in mine, you'll be able to learn a little bit of how he goes about establishing his arguments, the process that he uses to go through both inductive and deductive logic to arrive at truths, or sound premises, I guess you could say, as opposed to the fallacious ones. But one can learn a lot by reading some of these old, dead white men. Sometimes they knew something long before the introduction of the radio and the television and the internet. They learned something from books and from writing. Something that's useful for us in these days to remember. Spoke briefly about this concept of protection on a couple of broadcasts. I want to share a little bit with you out of the encyclopedia in regards to that. You know, we hear about protectionism, protectionists. What is all that about? Well, this is a lengthy article. We certainly can't cover it all, so I won't even attempt it. But I'm going to give you just a little bit of the opening to give you an idea where back in 1950s, what some minds thought about the concept of protection. Protection is a term in political economy, the economists, political economy. It's employed to describe the policy of indirectly promoting the growth of national industries, either to secure the defensibility of the country in time of war, or to promote its general welfare, or both. Well, what's wrong with that? If someone condemns you for being a protectionist, they're condemning you for employing policy, economic policy, indirectly promoting the growth of national industries, either to secure the defensibility of the country in time of war or to promote its general welfare, or both. And it differs from socialism in seeking this by indirect means and with the minimum of interference with the individual freedoms, recognizing that the true function of government is to steer the ship of state in industrial matters and not to propel it. Are you afraid of being called a protectionist in a public meeting? You understand why you're condemned, why the messenger is attacked when the message is protection. It's because it's the antithesis of the socialist mindset. It's the antithesis of the Keynesian madness of spending your way into prosperity. Interesting. It differs, on the other side, from free trade, which excludes government from any kind of activity in the industrial sphere, and especially objects to any legislation which will have the effect of diverting capital and labor into channels in which they would not otherwise flow. What is capital? Land, labor, and capital. Capital is not necessarily the bills that are folded in your pocket, most assuredly not that. Those are Federal Reserve notes, promises to pay. A certification of your indebtedness to someone else, but they certainly cannot discharge a debt. What is capital? Well, capital is the means of production. It might be a steamship or a steam engine or a nuclear power plant. It might be stacks and stacks of iron on hand that could be turned into something useful. Capital could be a factory, its plants, and all of the grounds around it, land, labor, and capital. It could be a turret mill, a lathe, a big lathe for turning flanges or bearings and things like that. Maybe a stack of tools, that's your capital. Land, labor, and capital. And again, they say, and especially objects to any legislation which will have the effect of diverting capital and labor into channels in which they would not otherwise flow. Where has all of our capital flown? Has it flown to the east and to the south, to the southern hemisphere and off to Asia? Or are our factories and our big machines and plants all of our capital? Why have all the capitalists turned their backs on America? Could it be all this legislation which had the effect of diverting our capital away? H.R. 2454, which likely will die in the Senate if Inhofe gets his way, but the idea of this carbon sequestration, cap and trade, but that's just the very, very smallest bit of that legislation. That's the smokescreen. There's so much more involved in that piece of legislation that should die on the first reading when it makes the Senate floor. Will it? I don't know. Continuing, more than one way to this end has been used. But the other way the protection has been deployed right after this break. Stay with us. All are welcome, by the way.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we have arrived in the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast, going into the concept of protection a little bit here, widening the hem of our knowledge bank, if you can consider it that way. Thinking about things, you know, so oftentimes in the little L libertarians and the Ludwig von Mises school and other things, they talk about, well, you don't want tariffs, man. You don't want tariffs. You don't want, you know, it penalizes the consumer. Yeah, sometimes. You got to pay a little bit more for one thing, a little less for something else. But these ideas of protection also develop the home industries. And at a time when our whole system is in collapse, we need to have as many different tools in our political economy toolbox as possible to enter into some rational debate and discussion. As John Stuart Mill said, you don't close the door on discussion. That's the doorway to discovery. Talk about all issues, both sides, upside, downside, inside, outside, pull it out, shake it out. Obviously, something is broken. And so when you're looking for the appropriate tool, you might have to bring out more than one tool. You know, sometimes it's just not that 9/16 inch wrench. Sometimes it's not that 5-pound hammer or that old rusty screwdriver that's going to get the job done. Sometimes you have to bring out a micrometer and a sketch pad and then repair to your machine shop or blacksmith shop and rot a new piece to replace the broken one or missing one. Continuing, he says, more than one way to this end has been used, again, protection, such as the absolute prohibition of specified imports, We absolutely cannot afford to import any more of the cheap Chinese plastic crap. Period. End of discussion. It's killing us. Premiums upon exports. There will be some things like finished steel, for instance, that we will, if we do sell it all to abroad, it'll be at a high price. And boy, I'll tell you, the Chinese are crying in their beer right now at the price of United States manufactured steel oil pipes. They don't like that price. Bounties upon home production. You get a little higher price if you make those socks in America. You make a little higher price if you give me a good linen shirt. A little higher price if you can give me a good pair of made in America boots with a Goodyear welt so that I can replace my Vibram soles when they wear out and I don't just have to throw the whole pair of boots away long before the uppers have been defeated by use. And the retention of raw material. Haven't we heard recently about the very precious metals, these natural earth elements, what do they call them? Some kind of a special earth element. It's a very, very tiny little, they're available around the planet in very small quantities. Rare earth elements, that's what I was looking for. Rare earth elements. Well, we have some on this continent. Should we just give them away so that the Chinese can make their hybrid automobiles and the Japanese can make the batteries to go inside them and so on? Or shall we retain those materials wisely at home and do likewise with them here to our own benefit, not our hurt? And continuing, but the usual way has been to impose upon the competing product from abroad a duty sufficient to discourage its use and to make it unprofitable to the dealer. Maybe we need to start to impose duties upon profit or products that are made by formerly U.S. manufacturers like Echo, for instance, one of the small timers. They make the kitchen gadgets line that you can sometimes still find in your grocery. All the kitchen gadgets, they used to be made right here at the Echo plants in this country. They've been exported to China now. How long has it been since you've been able to find a Made in America shirt or pair of socks? Even your Fruit of the Looms are probably fruited on a loom someplace in Asia. Such duties are either ad valorem or specific, added afterwards, in other words. The former are levied upon the value of the imported commodity and either directly or inversely proportional to that value, and it goes on and then talks about the corn laws. And it continues and continues, and it's a very lengthy article. 20 years later, there began a reaction, 20 years after the 1860 Cobden Treaty. 20 years later, there began a reaction against free trade, which was supported by the Conservative Party. We're talking England now. It grew out of the failure of that policy to obtain the support of other countries and the rapid growth of France, Germany, and America in commerce and manufacturers under protection. You see, the countries that were still using the protection process or policy, they were the ones that were doing the greatest. And England, under its free trade policies, were taking it in the shorts indeed, dropping down a little bit further here. The destruction of many merchant vessels by German submarines, well, I should start over. The outbreak of war in 1914 emphasized this necessity. The destruction of many merchant vessels by German submarines and the diversions of others to transport use reduced her, that would be England's, means of bringing food from abroad, so that importations were limited by royal order to things thought necessary. We always have to read with carefulness. Use that fine-tooth comb. England was very envious of Germany's growing supremacy in the ocean carry trade, if you will. Let's just put it this way. Germany was cleaning England's clock on building ships. They were really hurting England's economy. But we can then remember that this destruction of many merchant vessels by German submarines in 1914. They weren't just running around willy-nilly. There was wars going on here. But continuing, even strenuous free traders now recede from the principle adopted in 1846 and propose that home production shall be fostered and importations restricted by imposing duties on these. In this, they revert to the principle laid down by Nassau Sr. in 1835, that the economist has no right to dictate the policy of the statesman, since economic reasonings are only a part of the considerations which should influence him. We hear all about how the Federal Reserve is dictating to Congress. We hear how the lobbies are dictating to Congress. And because they have gained the ear of Congress, and certainly their back pockets, and maybe something else in the posterior end of them, these congressmen and women have turned their backs on the people, much the way that England did in the 1700s, when they decided that the representatives, the lords of the House and the Commons, would no longer represent the people that sent them to office. No, instead they would represent the greater interest of the greater whole. It's the greatest good of the greatest number principle. That wasn't what was happening here in the colonies. The colonies were sending their representatives away as to represent their views, and to be sure that their Congress critters understood what their views were, they sent them along with instructions. The idea of having town hall meetings on a regular basis, now at this time period before they reconvene again, but to have these meetings so that we can send our Congress critters back to the District of Corruption with instructions from we the people, the way it ought to be, but is not now. Drop down a little further here. In America, the need of a national government which could extend protection to the prostate industries of the states was one of the most powerful motives to the formation and adoption of the Constitution of 1787. Fundamental basic principles. Let's go to a call from France. Caller, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, Will. This is Axe from France. I've been listening to you for several months now, and I thought it was really interesting to hear the gold prices, silver prices, NASDAQ, S&P, and Dow Jones figures from October 8th, 2001 till today. I thought that was fascinating, and thank you for giving us that information. You know, when I finally awoken, when I had finally awakened, sorry, from, you know, to the reality of what's going on in this world, back in 2007, I started looking into gold more. My father actually is a gold and silver trader, and I figured that might be a good investment.
I'm just sorry that
the
we
world
couldn't
appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalAceeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from survivalistseeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties, but you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Duke John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me Radio.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.